Another example of asking for help from a higher power came when Mark and I had finished our Chicken Soup for the Soul book, but we didn't have a title. And so we went into meditation and prayer, and we asked God to give us a title. We felt that the work we were doing was God's work. It was inspirational and uplifting and bringing the higher values to people, making the world a better place. And we said, God, we need a title that will make this book a bestseller, that will get it out to as many people as possible. And so Mark and I used two different techniques. He went to bed every night saying mega bestseller, mega bestseller, mega bestseller, as a way to prime his unconscious mind to open up to the possibility of a title. Every morning I would close my eyes and ask God to give us the title, and I would just wait for an answer. And it was about Wednesday of the week I started doing that, and the words chicken soup just kind of wrote themselves across my visual field as my eyes were closed. And at first I didn't understand what it meant. Chicken soup? That doesn't make sense. It's the book of stories. And then I started thinking, when I was a kid, whenever I was sick, my mom or my grandmother would bring me chicken soup. Chicken soup was supposed to heal whatever ails you. It's often been referred to as Jewish penicillin. And what happened was I started thinking, you know, people in our culture, they're not really that much physically sick, but there is kind of a spiritual sickness that's out there. There's a disease of the spirit, a disease of the soul. People are living in resignation and cynicism and despair. They've given up hope. They're living in hopelessness. And over a time of contemplating that, over a few hours, Chicken Soup for the Soul evolved as the title. And everyone I shared it with, whether it was my wife or with Mark or the people in my office, they all got instant goosebumps. Those kind of answers are available to us if we'll just ask. And once we've asked, believe that it's so, and then wait patiently for the answer. There's a wonderful quote by William Templeton. He says, "When I pray, coincidences happen. And when I don't, they don't." In 1976, Peter Rengel was a counselor in a backpacking camp in Northern California's Trinity Alps. He learned a major lesson about asking. Let me tell it to you in his words. "My friend Marilyn and I were leading 10 teenage boys and girls through the wilderness for 2 weeks. On the seventh night, we were camped in rugged mountains in unfamiliar territory. We had not seen anyone else for days. And as we slept, a freak summer blizzard unleashed 2 feet of snow on us. We huddled together through the night to stay warm. And as the sun rose, the storm was still so intense that we could barely see 2 feet in front of us. All the trails had literally disappeared. We could not see any of the surrounding mountains to read our maps. We had little food because we were due to hike to a food drop that day. I was scared. No, I was quietly terrified. I felt responsible for everyone's safety. If the blizzard continued, our already wet clothes and sleeping bags would no longer keep us warm. We would either suffer from hypothermia and lose some toes and fingers or freeze to death. I remembered the nearby location of a mountain peak we had seen the day before. I left Maryland with the kids and struggled through the ferocious blizzard, which had dumped over 3 feet of snow by now. Breathless and frozen, I finally arrived on the peak but could not see far enough to get my bearings. I pictured those frightened kids relying upon me. My terror intensified. Finally, in desperation, I fell to my knees and prayed. I begged God to please lift the storm just enough for me to see the path down the mountain. In that moment, I fully believed that the clouds would magically disappear. After a few minutes, nothing had happened. I began sobbing as I pictured the newspaper headlines detailing our deaths. I pleaded with God, but still nothing happened. Finally, I decided to return to the others and plan a new strategy. As I was walking down from the peak, I found my feet involuntarily moving in another direction. It was strange. I felt like I was being led, for no apparent reason, to the backside of the mountain. As I came around a corner, I looked below me and saw the faintest evidence of a trail. I shouted with glee and rushed back to the others with the life-saving news.